When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I caught myself feeling anxious today, and the moment I caught that, I said, stop. Let's stop what you're doing. Let's use this moment to be reflective. Let's take a purposeful pause. And what better way to do it than to also scratch off another item on my list, which is Thunder Punch Daily episode 240, as part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, where the month of November, this is recorded November 29th, 2016. Every November, my buddy Rob Sensinger and I challenge ourselves to check in every day and create an audio thing to go along with the art that we make. Whether it's a reflection, a journal, a show, an essay, whatever. And we invite everybody else to do the same thing. All the rules are at artsoundoff.com. Rules, suggestions. And then you can find all the entries on Twitter at twitter.com/or twitter.com. Then look for the Art Sound Off hashtag. Now, I mentioned that I was feeling anxious and I wanted to stop and reflect on it. Let's characterize what anxiety looks like for me. It's not like me screaming or anything like that. I'm sitting alone in my studio. Well, alone, my cat, Maggie, was sitting next to me. And I looked up from the page I was penciling. By the way, 3 pages worked on today. Not bad. Keeping my schedule that I hope to keep. I'm actually going to shoot for logging a 4th one later on tonight. Not to be a hero, but because the 3rd page isn't done, I made a dumb mistake where I had some critical reference needed for that page. In a book, I marked it on the thumbnail. Oh, it's this plate in this book. And then I returned the book to the library. So I got to go back to the library to get my book so I can get that reference out of there. So that page is on hold in the meantime. So that's why I want to log in a little bit more on a 4th page just to stay on target, as they say in the movies. But what does my anxiety look like? It's a quiet impatience. When my frustration and anxiety manifests, it usually comes out as like I quiet down and I get my internal dialogue is very noisy, but my external dialogue is very quiet. And I was looking at the rest of the items on my to-do list, and one of them was a few email items that have been kind of building up over the last couple of weeks, and some other interactions that I've been neglecting with some compatriots and colleagues. And I felt a little bit of frustration that I needed to attend to those today. And that frustration, I mean, these are all people I like to talk to. So why would I feel frustrated about talking with them unless I'm feeling like that bandwidth is being constrained somehow? Okay, stop. Let's look at that. Why are you feeling so anxious? Or rather, where's that frustration come from? The frustration comes from anxiety. Where's the anxiety coming from? It's the deadline on the graphic novel. Am I behind on my deadline? No, I'm actually doing okay. But one of the things, the moment I thought about recording, it started to click into place for me. I didn't write down any notes for this. This is me just thinking out loud based on a few little tiny prompts my brain was giving me just before I hit record. When I do a project like Boulder and Fleet, where it is, even if it's a long-term comic, like the Mining for Trouble took me like a year and a half or something to draw, and I was kind of writing it as I went, but there was very little ambiguity in terms of what was required of me to do every week, right? What that means is that I know that every week I got to ship a page, right? So write another page, the ideas will come to you, you've proven you can do that, and you've proven that you can fit in a full color page of comics art in about 5 to 6 hours in a week. If you work on it here and there and take every opportunity to squeeze in a little bit more time on it, you can do it. So the expectation is very clear, and the requirements of the job are very clear. Even when I do something that's a little bit more time boxed, like for instance, the current Boulder and Fleet story that's updating, where I drew that for Inktober. So over the month of October, I drew inked a page a day of this comic. Wrote it, thumbnailed it the 2 weeks before preceding October. So in that case, everything was very efficiently time boxed, and the expectations of the different stages were very clear. I sit down 2 weeks before to thumbnail the story. Yeah. Are the ideas good or not? I don't know. When I'm, you know, when you get to that midpoint of creating a thing, you're like, I don't even know if this is any good anymore. But you press on and you see the, where the strengths are and you play to those strengths and you go back and you revise what didn't work and so on. But in any case, 2 weeks, story's written. And then 30 days, all I got to do is ink a page a day. Again, clear expectations, clear requirements for me to do what's needed to ship the thing. With graphic novels, I've noticed that it's a little different. A lot more. It's not as linear. It's not as linear, and sometimes that can make me feel very anxious. And what's funny is I've been through this a bunch of times. I went through this with the Warren Commission report, and even with way back when with The Front, when I was serializing that comic online, even though I wrote the entire script before I drew a single page of the comic, I was revising the comic as I went. I remember there was a couple scenes that I changed or one that I inserted entirely long after the fact, because as I was drawing the story, readers, as they were reading it, were giving me really interesting questions that I realized were not addressed in the script, so I changed it. So even that wasn't linear. It wasn't as like the Boulder and Fleet Inktober comic where it's like, okay, script is written, now draw it, right? There was still a lot of revision happening at the over the course of making that comic. But at the same time, it was still clearer because it was a matter of ship a page a week. Ship a finished page a week and you're done. With the Warren Commission report and with the book I'm working on now, the Warren Commission report, I don't know how much I've talked about this. Like, I was drawing page 25 one day and page 15 another day and page 62 another day. We were jumping all over the map as was needed on that project. And that this was by no means, I don't want to paint this as being a shortcoming of the project. It just, it made it at first very difficult for me to wrap my head around where we were in the process of putting this book together. Now, with the Rocket book, we have a spreadsheet that we're using to keep track of what the progress is on the book. But when I say that things are not as linear, what I mean is that the script is still under revision. I'm still revising things in the script while I'm penciling. Anne and I changed one of the designs of the characters after I'd already penciled several pages with that character on it. So I still got to go back and revise 9 pages of pencils with the new character design. And then I've got, like, I think this is what set off that anxiety is I got to this page where I had some critical reference needed and I didn't have it. Okay, shove it aside. Don't let that stop you. Don't let it kill your momentum. Just move on to the next page and you'll fill in the background with the reference material once you get it tomorrow. And then I started feeling frustrated and anxious because it's like so many different pieces of this thing are in development at the same time, right? Whereas when I do shorter pieces, like, again, you know, A Friendly Game, which is currently updating on the Boulder and Fleet site, script is done. It's done. Go through a round of revisions. It's done. Now just draw it. Right. I talk a lot about, you know, my affinity for chunking things in making comics, like creating realms of concern. So at the scripting, thumbnailing stage, I'm thinking about pacing, composition, panels big and small, camera angle, viewing angle. There's no camera in comics. Viewing angle, word balloon placement. All of that is being figured out way at the front end. So then when I get to the inking, all I got to think about is inking, you know. I don't have to be inking a page while thinking about, oh, I'm going to have to update this later on. I'm going to have to fix this thing in the background, right? So clearly I need to come to terms with the nonlinear parallel development that happens in big graphic novel projects. I know I can do it. I've done it before, but I caught myself feeling the anxiety. Stop, look at it in the eye, acknowledge it for what it is, acknowledge where it's coming from so that you can get back to work and not drive your family crazy, right? Like, that's the last thing I need is to, like, make everybody else around me nuts because I'm irrationally responding to something that feels a little uncertain, even though, you know, and this comes down to, at least in this case, I think this comes, a little bit of this comes down to faith in myself. You know, we've made all the necessary precautions. We've got a spreadsheet. We're watching the schedule. I'm putting in the hours, right? And it's not even like where it's like, well, if I don't feel anxious, I won't put in the hours. I'll still put in the hours because this is intensely fun work. I'm drawing rats with parachutes. I'm drawing rats jumping out of rockets with parachutes. This is super, super cool, right? So, like, why wouldn't I put in the time? So, yeah. And you know what? I think another piece of the anxiety, and this is a good piece of the anxiety, is it comes out of the fact that the stakes are very high for me on this. I'm working on this project with a lot of people I care about, and I really don't want to let them down. And I don't want to take it for granted either, right? So that's going to produce some anxiety. So I think that's another thing is I have to, it's not about like shutting it off or you know, quenching it altogether, but learning to live with it is it's going to be part of the character of getting this project done. Being nervous about it means that it's important to me. So yeah. So there's my reflection. Okay. I think I processed that. I think I chewed my way through it. I feel a little better. A little better. At least I don't feel quite as focused and frustrated. And I think I can attack some of those other little items on my list today, some of the email stuff. I gotta write a syllabus too. I've done it before, but it's just like, it's like I like teaching. I like teaching my classes, but I like being able to pull out different pieces of the syllabus at different times as needed. But I understand its purpose. I understand the purpose of a syllabus. It's just like kind of grown a little bit inside every time I have to make one. Okay, who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, jdroz.com, boulderandfleet.com. Did I say Jersey on Twitter? J-E-R-Z-Y. If you're coming across this and you don't know how to spell my name, that's interesting to me. I'd love to hear how you found it. As I said, this show is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. Only one day left. So, you know, if you want to play along for one day, this would be the safest way to do it. It's like, oh, I only had one day to do it. I gave it my one try. What's the idea? You record a thing to go along with the work that you make. You share it on Twitter with the Art Sound Off hashtag. And there's a whole bunch of cartoonists and artists and visual storytellers and storytellers who have been playing along. And you can find it by, like I said, going to Twitter and looking for the Art Sound Off hashtag. So tomorrow's potentially my last entry for the year. I don't know. Well, I have some thoughts about that I'm going to drop tomorrow, I think. I think I'll save that for tomorrow. Because I mean, it really feels like the last one should be about like, hey, let's reflect on what we just did and where does it go from here? So with that, I'm going to get back to work and, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
Well, that Daymar was really quite a fellow, wasn't he? Orko had no idea just what he was getting into with his mixed up magic spell, but he soon found out that he'd let something loose he couldn't handle. Now, we know that in real life there aren't any magic spells or demons, but there are problems. And just like Orko, sometimes you'll find you've got one that's too big for you to handle. At times like that, remember, there are a lot of people out there who really care about you. So talk to them. Telling them what's wrong is the first step toward making things right.